Reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, beginning at the first verse. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Thank you, Gail. Let's pray. Father God, thank you and praise you for the way you speak to us, Lord. And I pray you would speak to us this morning. And Lord, you would show us the things that we need to see. Tell us the things we need to hear. And help us, Lord, to actually put them into practice. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I've entitled this morning, Hope. Hope. And it should be on the screen. Yes, Hope. And we read from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. Forgiving means to pardon the unpardonable. Faith means believing in the unbelievable. And hoping means to hope when things are hopeless. This morning I want to talk about placing our hope in Jesus and what we do with that hope. Matthew 28 verse 1 says, "After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb." As we think of these two Marys going to the tomb, let's look at their hope. What did these two Marys hope for? Well, they hoped to see the tomb. They had heard that the Pharisees had asked for a large stone to be placed over the entrance with a seal, and a guard to be posted. Perhaps they hoped that the soldiers guarding the tomb would roll away a stone for them. We know this because of what it says in Mark 16, verse 3. It says they asked each other who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb. These two Marys hoped that they would be able to anoint the body of Jesus, as was their cultural custom. Matthew 16, verse 1, it says they brought spices so they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Their hope had grown over these last 3 years that this man Jesus was the promised Messiah, that the hope of the nation. But he was hung on a cross. He was crucified. He was now dead. Was it real? Was it really all over? They hoped that this amazing man's body was safe and undisturbed. That was their hope. But what did they find? What did they find? Have you ever noticed that sometimes what we hope for and what we find can actually be poles apart? We might hope that God would answer our prayers in a particular way, only to find that he acts beyond our expectation. In this passage, the hope of these two Marys was fixed on what they knew about the situation. But what they found was God working beyond their expectation. Their thoughts were, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" I want you to place yourself in their shoes for a moment. You're getting closer to the tomb. In fact, it's just round that next bend. When suddenly the earth begins to shake under your feet, and you try to cling to the nearest tree, barely able to stand. And then all is still again. And you rush to the tomb. The soldiers, well, they're flat out on the ground. The stone has been rolled away, and an angel bright is seated on it. What they hoped for and what they found were actually poles apart. These two Marys hoped to do the traditional, to anoint a body with spices. But they found God acting beyond their expectation. They found normality actually turned upside down. In this case, the strong are made weak as chained soldiers faint with fear. Matthew 28 verse 4 says, the guards were so afraid of him, that's so afraid of the angel, that they shook and became like dead men. What did these two Marys find? They found themselves full of trembling and joy at the angel's words. The angel said, do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. What did they find? They found an empty tomb. And wonderful words of a risen Saviour, and their hope growing as they're taken beyond just come and see to the words go. Suddenly their hope needs to be followed by action. You know, I love the words of Psalm 31 verse 24. And it says this, be strong and take heart. Be strong and take heart, all of you who hope in the Lord. Publisher John Johnson writes, men and women are limited not by the place of their birth, not by the colour of their skin, but by the size of their hope. And you know, as I was thinking about that this morning, I wondered, how's your hope this morning? You know, it's Easter morning, how's your hope? How's your hope on any morning? In fact, what are you hoping for? What are you expecting in life? Are you looking for something good to happen? Are you expecting just to be disappointed? You know, so many people feel hopeless these days. You may have seen around the town little signs that say, you are important. You've seen them? Trying to instill in people that they are important. You know, there is hope. But so many people feel hopeless these days. However, Jesus did not die for us to be hopeless. He died so that we could be full of hope. The devil wants to steal your hope, and he will literally lie to you. He'll tell you that nothing good can happen in your life, or that the things you care about, well, they won't last. If you're struggling in a difficult situation, he'll tell you that it will never end. But you have to stay full of hope and remember that the devil is actually a liar. Friend, God can change everything, just like he did on that first Easter morning. Our Father has good plans for your life if you maintain your hope, especially in the midst of trouble and uncertain times. He has promised you double for your trouble. So refuse to give up hope. Start expecting God to do something good. You see, these two Marys could have trembled and fainted like those soldiers in verse 4. Oh, it's an angel! Down they go. They could have said, we don't believe our eyes. How many times do we say that? I don't believe it. But instead, they expected that God had done something good. When faced with the extraordinary of God, they believed. When they overcame their fear and with joy, they hurried away to tell the disciples, as it says in verse 8. You know, I find it amazing that when I've stepped out in faith over many different situations, when I've stepped out in faith and trusted God in something, that he keeps confirming what he has said by doing the extraordinary. And in him, things just seem to fall into place. The world can call it coincidence. You know, I hear that so many times. Oh, that's just a coincidence. But I like to call this God incidence. You know, that's a God incident. That's God intervening. And Jesus calls us, like these two Marys, to act on what he has said. To step out in faith and do. And as we do, he does more. Friends, we celebrate this Easter day that the tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. He has risen. Hallelujah. But what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with it? Are we going to treat the cross, the empty tomb and the resurrection as just, no, it's just the Easter story? Will we leave this story behind on the seat as we leave the room? Or are we like these two Marys who, full of fear and joy, are willing to go and tell? To tell those who will listen of Jesus, to share the good news of faith? How do we do this? Well, let me tell you. By solely placing our hope in the Lord. Isaiah 40 verse 31 is a lovely verse, one of my favourite verses in the Bible. It says, because it's one of my favourites because it encourages us in this, to placing our hope in the Lord. And it says this, it says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This Easter, let's renew our strength as we place our hope afresh in Jesus. Let's soar on wings like eagles as we grasp afresh that our Lord and Saviour is actually the risen Christ. And let's let our hope be hope assured as we trust in Him. And let's go like these two Marys and tell the good news. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these words. Lord, we have choices to make. What do we do with those choices? What do we do? Do we just say, oh, this is just a story? Or do we actually take what we've heard, take the story of you know, the death and resurrection of Jesus and actually apply it to our lives and allow it to change who we are? Do we place our hope in you and in nothing else? Lord, I pray this morning that this is what I would be able to do, even more so than I've ever done before. Lord, I lift these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen.